from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Lot going on. Things are percolating.
That's just Stephen A.
Well, maybe not. Maybe things aren't percolating. John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan met the media today. A lot of Brandon Ayuk talk. Apparently he will show up, but he likely won't practice. That's not according to John Lynch. That's just according to some informed speculation. But John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan spent the better part of the press conference keeping all avenues open with Brandon Ayuk. And what I gleaned from it was just that it doesn't feel like, and maybe I don't have a feel, but it doesn't feel like they're close. And I think that as of right now, I have no idea what Ayuk's thinking, but it feels like the San Francisco 49ers are in a holding pattern.
And I'll say this like I have, and you tell me what you think, what I think of the Niners and where they're currently at. With Brandon Ayuk, they can get right back to the heights of last year and hopefully win the Super Bowl. But without him, partner, I don't care if it's Jennings and Pearsall or Pearsall and Jennings. I think their offense takes a major hit. And then on top of that, the caveat is this is like Brock Purdy's been basically he's pitching a perfect game almost. But, man, you're going to take that weapon away from him in a year that you're going to decide just on the Brock Purdy scoreboard how many M's you're going to give him, that's kind of weird to me and kind of a risk.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. Okay. I know that 49er fans, a lot of them probably feel the same way. And just for the sake of taking the other side, what if the Niners are thinking, what better way to evaluate Brock Purdy before his contract year comes up than to watch him play on a team that he's likely going to have to play for in a year rather than this year, which would give him maybe an unrealistic, maybe the Niners know that they're not going to be able to surround him with so many weapons in the future. They may as well get the process started and get a look at Brock Purdy, maybe without Brandon Ayuk. I don't know. I have no idea what they're thinking, but it.
You think they're stressed?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I appreciate it. You're like, you know what, Goo? I totally get where you're coming from, but this can't be a good thing, Stoney. Lynch, he wasn't up there smiling about this situation.
No. Here's John Lynch. This is how he got things started today, right off the bat with questions about Brandon Ayuk.
As you reported, do you expect them to report the Asin?
Well, the actual, they still have another hour and change, you know, until, so I don't know if he is here, but we expect all our players to report and be here.
Any understanding with him that you will continue to negotiate? Is there any, like, to get?
We've had great communication. You know, we started this really early. We made it a priority to try to get done. We've had excellent communication throughout. You know, really don't want to characterize. We haven't been able to, and that's a shame, but, you know, we're Brandon's a big part of our team, and we expect that he will be this year.
All right, so that's how John Lynch opened up his press conference. And I do think, listen, the only thing we can do is try to parse these words and try to figure out what they exactly mean. But I did think the part that was interesting is Tim Kawakami of The Athletic said, you know, will negotiations continue? And Lynch never said, yes, negotiations will continue. He just said, we've had great communication. Now, my spidey sense says something like, well, maybe their great communication is you got to play on $14
million. Yeah, man.
I mean, that's pretty straightforward communication.
Unless the 26 was out there and he didn't bite. Thinking,
I got to tell you.
My head's getting swollen. I'm at the house. My girl's in my ear. My brother's in my ear telling me I'm as good as Justin Jefferson, or I might just feel that way. No shade in that. But if you're listening to the wrong people, maybe, man, if that report is accurate, Stoney, it was 26. It wasn't hell nah. Don't even come at us. You know, they maybe that was Lynch's version of putting our best foot forward.
Yeah, I mean,
I got a hell of a stat for you after you're done.
Yeah, when it comes to what you believe, what you don't believe, the one thing that I'm not sure about is I'm not assuming that Aiyuk turned down $26 million. Mm. I'm not assuming that, and I'm not assuming the Niners offered it. I think that it'll all come out in time, and I know that number was out there. I don't know specifically who it came from, but I don't know. I don't necessarily take that as gospel. What do you got?
No, it goes back to what I was just saying. I'd like to see the Niners get more vertical. And, you know, I wasn't saying, you know, because I took issue with Brandon can't get deep or Brock can't throw it. I just, for my eye test, I'd like to see it more. But Carter just gave me this, Donnie. 40-yard plus passes last year. Josh Allen, 9. Mahomes, 8. Purdy, 14.
Allen, 19.
What's that?
Allen is 19.
Oh, 19.
And is Mahomes 14?
Mahomes is 21. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, you were correct.
Get it right. Yeah. No, he had 14. I wrote down.
And then so third. He was third in 40-yard completions or more. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Purdy was first.
Okay, look.
Purdy had 14, Allen had 9, and Mahomes had 8.
Wow.
Yeah. And then 30-yard passes, Mahomes 31,
right.
Purdy 30, Allen 19. But this is what that ammo gives me.
Yeah.
None of that manifested against good defenses in the playoffs. That's when you got
to
do it.
Well, I think it sounds to me like maybe they throw long too much. Mm-hmm. I need to know the percentage of throws over 40 yards that get caught.
Oh, you mean from the league?
No, from Purdy. Like, if Purdy led the league with 14 passes of 40 yards,
he could throw it in the flat and the guy can
run. I don't know what it is, but it's also a situation where, well, if they threw over 40 yards 95 times and they lead with 14, but it's a low percentage, then.
But the point is, he ain't dinking and dunking.
Apparently not. But don't the 49ers always lead in yards after catch?
Yeah.
Essentially. Here's more Lynch.
John, last year you gave us an absolute that Bosa would not be traded. Would you make that same statement about Brandon?
Well, Kyle and I always, you know, we kind of, I did say that with Bosa, and I felt that way. But, you know, I think, again, no absolutes there. We fully intend on Brandon being a Niner moving forward. We're always open to listen to things. But, like I said, we expect Brandon to be an integral part of our team like he has been, and excited about that.
What do you give me for Steph Curry? I want to be a Warrior for life, but things change quickly.
Man, That was worse than that. Man.
No absolute stuff.
I want to keep going through this, Lynch, because I'm looking for something in particular that I haven't heard yet.
This one has been challenging. As I said, we set it out. We started it earlier than we have in the past, made it a priority. And there's a lot of dynamics. I'm not going to get into all of them, but there's a lot of dynamics as to why it's been challenging. The fifth-year option is something we all sign up for when you have a first-round pick. And, you know, that's been out there. But we've tried diligently to get this done. We haven't been able to get there. That's, you know, what I've learned from my past experiences for the last 7 years going into our eighth is that sometimes when you think there's no way this thing's going to progress, they do. Sometimes when you think there's, oh, all right, this thing's done tomorrow, it's not. So you just keep going. You stay in communication, and you know, you understand that it's a business. I've been in their shoes. I know where they're at. I know the challenges. I take a lot of pride in having things done so that our team can focus on the job at hand. And it hurts me when that's not always done at this time of year. So I understand that, but again, I think we're in a force. We've got a lot of talented players, and we've rewarded a lot. So it does become more challenging in time when you've rewarded so many players. So, but that's also why this is a very good team that has such high expectations.
Shout out Kruger. I'll tell you what, Steiny, and I get it, we've talked about it, that everybody's gotten paid don't mean diddly squat to me. I know that's what it's about, but it's my time to, you know, negotiate. That's something you don't want to hear, but it's reality. But I don't want to hear that. If I'm important, I'm important.
But it's not for Brandon to necessarily hear. It's for the fans to hear. And the one thing, I was talking to Mark Willard, who's going to be here at 148 with Dan Dibley, and he thought one thing that was interesting was John Lynch said a few times that they have a lot of good players. We have a lot of good players.
Yeah.
And whether that was a way of saying no one guy's bigger than all our good players. But look, Lynch acknowledged the fact that when you've paid so many players, it gets tougher and tougher to keep paying players.
And maybe if one player's gotten ridiculous with his number, it's super tough.
Yeah. 707, Steiny, no way. You don't jeopardize a Super Bowl season for a stunt to see how Brock plays with less talent. No way. Yeah, I'm not saying that would be the number one reason why they would do it. But a couple things I would say there, 707, is I don't, and I've said this before, I don't think the 49ers view this as a one-year deal. I think they view the future as 3 to 5 years. And the fact that fans may think, well, this is our last best chance, I got to believe that Shanahan and Lynch think they can stay on top for a while, particularly if Brock Purdy's a pretty good quarterback.
And it looks that way.
And my question would be this, and I'm not saying that they would, I'm not saying, again, this was the main focus, but if the San Francisco 49ers know that either right now or at the end of this year, they are going to have to make some really difficult decisions with their personnel and how much they pay guys and who's on the team and who's not on the team, maybe they don't operate like Bob Myers and not make a decision until you have to. Maybe they're trying to be a little proactive right now.
But a majority of your big dogs, you got them wrapped up.
Right, but they don't have the money. Like the Warriors didn't have the money for Klay Thompson, according to the Warriors.
Or didn't want to have it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I do think there are parallels with Klay Thompson.
There's a lot. Except Brandon does. He's in his prime physically, Steiny. He's in his, you know what I mean? The Klay component of.
Well, that should make it easier to get
done. A shell of himself or, you know, fighting a ghost of his past. Brandon is new.
Right. So then my question would be, I get why the Warriors didn't want Klay Thompson back. They thought he wanted too much money and he was.
I agree.
Too past his prime.
I agree with
that. If Brandon Ayuk is right now smack dab in the middle of his prime, then this should be pretty. A normal contract.
Or if you feel like Pearsall can do and make the contributions of Brandon, there you go.
Yeah.
Why else was he drafted?
I mean, I think the 49ers are probably weighing, or they at least have talked about, Can Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall make up for Brandon Ayuk if we don't have Brandon Ayuk? And I don't know what the answer is, but if you think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are somewhat arrogant and they believe that they know a lot of football, maybe they think they can make up for Brandon Ayuk with those other two guys. I don't know.
And it's funny, Wes Oakland Holloway, I won't forget him, Stoney. You and I have used the word arrogance possible with Kyle at different junctures and times of his career here. Did you get any of that today? I did. I'm going to remember that call. I didn't get any arrogance from both of the guys. I didn't get, except the fifth year. You got to memorize. Give it to me.
The fifth-year option is something we all signed up for.
That's the harshest thing that I, you know, somebody said that's what they heard. That's what I would point to right there.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. I do wonder if you're a San Francisco 49er fan, whether that press conference today makes you think any differently about where this thing is headed. I know there's a large group of 49er fans that still don't think there's much to see here because of the 49ers track record of signing guys late. And I'm just wondering if you're one of those fans that thought up to this point that something was going to get done. Did what you hear today change your mind at all? 888-957-9570. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Practice tomorrow.
And we'll be there with the roast.
Yep. Morning roast will be at the Hilton Santa Clara, 6 to 10. We will be there from 10 to 2. Come by and say hello. Guru will be, are you going to be signing tomorrow? Autographs?
No, I'm taking the day off.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'll get Guru to sign, but flats only.
What the hell are they flats?
Flats only, though, for Guru. So bring a photo of you and Guru, or maybe Guru will take some selfies with you, and then he'll sign them.
I have my Niner personalized jersey on. I wish you would wear yours for this one since we're going down there, man.
There's pretty much no chance of that.
I don't think you have it. You said it's hanging in your bag.
It's hanging in my man cave.
Yes, tiny.
Yeah, oh, did that come on the air?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
That's a beautiful jersey, though. Red's your color, right?
I like earth tones.
All right.
What is going on here?
I'll tell you what's going on here, Bob.
And Bob about to call the games.
That's right.
If they lose, somebody will call them. Man.
By the way, I'm going to take a moment to shout out.
Thank you, God. I was like, is it going to be by Friday?
Let me tell you something. It is time to give this man his due. And his name is LeBron James. Because without LeBron James,
this is incredible.
Team USA would have suffered two of its most humiliating losses that they've ever suffered. LeBron James,
I'm going to be quiet. It's hard.
Showed me in the last two games that he might care more about this than the other guys. LeBron James, when the chips were down, went bully ball.
He, like nobody else can.
LeBron James was a man among boys in Team USA's last two games. It was incredibly impressive, and he bailed out Team USA.
Anthony Edwards and all the youngsters.
Yeah, they better be careful.
But did you hear Embiid call him out?
Who?
Embiid called LeBron out. I think their relationship has to be done. He said LeBron, they're having difficulty because guys like LeBron, as great as he is not what he used to be years ago. Insinuating Bron is the reason they're getting off to slow starts.
LeBron is the best player on the team
Embiid
right now.
Embiid said that yesterday on the pod.
Embiid stinks. Sick of him. I'm so sick of Embiid. Shouldn't even be playing for us.
That's one. But this was my takeaway. You didn't ask. On top of that, I did not know you were going there. Real quick. And where's Shask at?
He's not working.
No.
He works 6 to 10.
But you're being literal. I know where he's at. I don't need to know. I'm just saying he has this joke on me like I'm a Laker fan, and I'm not. But how can you not watch Team USA and watch LeBron, who you just – married, and Anthony Davis, and tell me the Lakers don't got no damn chance in the West with them two on your team. Had they played anybody but Denver, I told you guys this, they would have made it to the finals.
They lost in the first round.
And shame on you for not knowing how great LeBron was. My point, I just put that in the cap.
You can't don't take a
tell
victory
me the Lakers are not a threat in the West.
Yeah, I don't think they are.
I do.
Well, good.
And you thought they were anybody but Denver.
And you thought they were last year, and they got eliminated in the first round.
Because they played Denver.
I don't care why.
What?
You should have thought of that.
They still got action.
You should have thought of that.
The whole point was they still got
you
action.
You should have thought that they may not get a favorable matchup.
Him and AD are saving them.
Teams that finish 6-10 don't get a choice to pick their opponent.
Those are facts.
Exactly. You should have thought of that, and you didn't. And let me tell you why
they have no chance.
And let me tell you why they have no chance.
Please.
Is it's one thing to play in the Olympics. Let's see what happens when they got to play a 6-month season, and we'll see how spry LeBron is in March.
Did you miss
and
the
Anthony
series
Davis.
Against Denver that came
they
down to
lost.
The end? They were swept,
I believe.
4-1. They had no help, Steiny.
And then they have help now? Who's their help now?
Well,
who's their help?
Hey, you kind of got me, but Bron.
And the Giants are going to win a postseason series this year. I mean, you got.
Now you're hitting below the belt.
You got to think twice sometimes about what you're saying.
You said Kyle had to get it done here. That's your one in the cap.
It's not that. I have math on my side. You don't.
I think that's the one that's. They're going to get back.
Okay, well, then what are you worried about Ayuk for?
Mm-hmm. That's the fundamental difference between you. I'm not worried.
Tomorrow's not promised.
No, I'm worried about my PG&E, my daughter's tuition. I ain't worried about Ayuk and his bread. I hate when you put that umbrella on me.
What are you talking about?
Or jacket that I worry too much.
Oh,
it's sports worry.
888-957-9570. Do you think Guru does worry more than the average
worry.
Man?
I don't got a lot of gray up top, Stoddy. I got some.
Well, that's because you color it. Grecian formula.
That is
this is where I love Guru.
I've been accused over the weekend of all my old homies bald, some of them. Some were hating, Stoddy. Hey, some thought of your boy might have been colored. Nah, baby.
They say that the worst questions are the ones you don't ask. I'm going to ask Guru this. I hope I don't get fired. And I'm going to use you guys. Do you guys use Grecian formula, or is that just for guys like me?
I would know.
Okay.
I think LeBron uses that on his beard.
Well, Draymond should get some of that.
And Jalen Rose used... No, that's the Beijing.
What I'm saying is...
I'm missing it.
The old Grecian formula, it was all the commercials. Have you ever heard of Grecian formula?
No.
It's the stuff that you put in your hair and it gets rid of your gray. They used to have commercials all the time.
Yeah, but that's what Beijing is.
What's Beijing?
It's like a dye now.
Oh, it's
the new
guys.
Version. Yeah, the new version. Harvey had it.
That's what I wanted to know.
If Grecian, Dre just owning this gray. That's what I love about it.
Yeah. And
LeBron, you can see when he does it, miss a couple spots. Like, come on, Bron.
I guess we still really haven't gotten to the bottom of it. Does Grecian formula work for black guys? Because any commercial I've ever seen with it, it's always some middle-aged white dude.
Well, I have to imagine that the Beijing is that's the version for the brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it'll always revert back to what it is. Santa Claus.
How much time does it not be gray if you use something like that?
Ooh, you sounded Ebonics there. How would I know? How much time do it be gray? How would I know if I don't use it?
Monty's saying Soul Glow? Have you ever heard of that?
That's from Coming to America. Dude had the Jerry curl.
Okay.
Staining up the couches with the grease.
Okay. I think that's a fair question. I don't think it's...
No, you won't get
fired. I don't think it's insensitive.
No.
I'm just curious.
But I'm telling you, that whatever you said, the Beijing is that for colored people.
Now,
I could be in trouble.
I'm looking in the text box and... Yeah. One of our producers says Emmitt Smith and Walt Frazier promoted Just for Men.
That is correct.
That's right. Clyde.
Yeah.
Great knowledge.
Guru is least worried on Thursday. He's not here. Now, why is that funny to you?
Just
wow.
It,
man.
It's not, but I just, well, actually it is. Let's take a moment to bow down to LeBron James.
No doubt about it, man.
Because he is an American treasure.
spends $1 million on his body.
That's not a lot.
But that those are the gifts that have him doing what he's doing at 40. Stunny, dude, those shoulders, the body. The man is special.
He is.
His size matters.
What happened to Bronny?
What do you mean?
He didn't get any of it.
What are you talking about? He had double figures his last two games in the G League. Bronny James.
Where's the real Steiny? Did you give me stats from the...
he had 12 and then he finished it up with 13. I think he made a couple threes.
He's six foot.
And he is ball hawking on defense.
Dude.
He turns guys in the backcourt. He pressures in the backcourt. He takes up, he prevents the ball handler from bringing it up quickly, so you got less time on the shot clock. He galvanizes your entire defense. He sets a tone, does Bronny. Hey, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah. His new album is trash. Eminem.
Plus Eminem?
Yeah. He just ain't. It, something ain't happened. Mine. It's a great movie. You didn't watch it.
I didn't see it.
I just don't get it, man.
We're all mammals. Wasn't that his line?
And you said the boss asked you a question last break because you came in kind of laughing. I go, who made you laugh?
I made myself laugh.
What the boss asked you?
He asked me what the heaviest I've ever been in my life was.
Why, though? That's wow! Because you look good.
I'll tell you why. It's because Mark Grandy, our producer here, said that George Kittle ended last year at 240 pounds, then lost 30 pounds, and now has put 30 pounds on in the span of 6 months. I'm going to need him to elaborate. I can't confirm.
I need and Kittle I said it sounded like passing game.
Sounded like Nahegan.
Well,
he can fluctuate occasionally.
Yeah, he's looking at us.
And then he said, how heavy have you ever been, Steiny? Because you do the same thing, and that's what I took exception. Because I've been rock solid for about 4 years now.
You look great.
Thank you. No. No. Hey, Brandon Ayuk's out of here.
You don't believe that.
I don't know.
Look at you.
John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan spoke to the media today, and I mean, we didn't get a lot of answers, I don't think. What we got was
frustration,
an update on the situation, but it doesn't sound like much has changed or much is going to change, at least immediately. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow when we find out if he's just going to be on the side. Remember Jimmy came back when they let him go and then he came back. They reacquired him and he was on the side of the barn.
And
Debo was kind of doing the same thing. So we'll see. I am rooting for Ayuk Steiny to get his money. But if it's ridiculous money, then I'm like, dude, you're tripping and you may have already messed the best chance up. But I mean, Wendy, you're going to, I can hear you right now and I don't care. I'm blowing past it. Brock Purdy's young. This window is perfect. It's open. It's a brand new window. But nah, Steiny, the things around it, Trent Williams, all that stuff is in play and everybody's very important. You just want to cash that chip in and have this team win a championship this year. I expect them to be
year,
right
next
there.
Year be fine.
You might be right. But I mean, I'm just, come on, man. There's nothing else. What? From a Niner fan. Who is a Niner fan? Oh, you have fun watching the game. I'm not saying you don't, but you want to hoist up that trophy. If Niner fans got to go through another season of losing in the championship game or yet another Super Bowl, that stuff doesn't, because you're not a fan.
Yeah. But
some people hang on to it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But then they'll have to hang on to it.
I'm being real. When
then they'll have to hang on to it.
I've had sports heartbreak to where lovemaking wasn't an option. Like, to some people, it's like, oh, I'm good. That's how it affects me.
That's pathetic.
But it's real. It's real.
I think it's concocted.
No, I swear.
I think it's a story
that you tell yourself. No, it's real.
Okay.
It is real, man.
Okay. Yeah.
Cowboy, Sid Bream.
Cowboys lose 28-20. But Beyonce is ready to go, and no, Goo is
I'm talking about big games,
hit the pipe.
I'm telling you.
Oh, you.
It's the sport version of I have a headache. Yeah. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
Okay. I don't believe you.
He just said me a
I don't believe you.
I'm telling
you.
The truth, man. You just underestimate how hurt fans are. And that's why the Giant fan, this is no laughing matter to you. If you get real quick here, New York Giants snail, you are saying we failed and the race wasn't over.
Well, they failed the last 9 years.
Okay, but we're talking about this race.
Yeah, they're
out of it. You better take this bad boy to the end to assess Giants eliminated. I would never get rid of snail for a rebuild that's going to profit us 2-3 years down the road.
Of course you wouldn't. Because that's who you are. Meanwhile, the Giants are 5 games under in 11th place. They're a half game out of 13th place in a 15-team league. But ride it till the wheels come off. That's what got them into this problem.
No, the math is there.
The math is not there. It's calculus, and you don't know how to do calculus.
I told you from a fan standpoint, you don't need every damn team in front of you to lose. Whoever's occupying that spot, because it's going to fluctuate and rotate. Whoever's occupying that spot said day is you.
No.
I'll tell you what.
No.
What are they? They're 4 out now. They're 4 out. Talk to me next Sunday, and the goal should be, it's down like when you're down by 20. It's like, we're not going to get 20 back one quarter. Let's try to get down 10 by half. That's how you do that. You want to knock that 4 into 2 by, let's say, Sunday. It'll take care of itself if you handle your business.
They have not picked up any ground anybody
That's
since the All-Star break.
I give you that.
They've done nothing but lose ground.
And you think they're going to continue to fail?
Yes.
And they may, very well may, but I'm not going to call off the dogs until it's the end.
Well, thank God it's not your decision. I mean, you sound like the captain of the Titanic. It's just a small iceberg. And I said, Guru, you know, the facts show that 80% of an iceberg is actually underground. Oh, yeah, but we'll get hot. Whatever the hell that means.
Carter's hurting, you're laughing. Wow.
I tell you what, if
Matt Chapman get a hit and runners with runners in scoring position from Frisco native, Stoney, he's been terrible when the Ducks on the pond. He ain't the only one. Yaz, too. Soler, Flores.
Soler.
We keep going. I'm like, it ain't funny.
I mean, I'll tell you what, he doesn't get the 20 homers. You should pay me twice as much.
We might, you might be onto something. I saw something in his eyes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Tell you what, maybe the 49ers should trade Ayuk for Markkanen.
It's been quiet on the set with that, by the way.
Yeah, it has been. It has been. How you doing, buddy? You back into the routine of 10 to 2? Yeah, me too.
But there's something else about 10 to 2, if you allow me to share. How much time we got?
Yeah, we're pretty quick. Yeah, I don't think you have time.
The diet matters. Like, I got hot Fritos and a 7-Up. Went to the gym last night. But in the day, I was having breakfast, the nutrition shake, all that. No, that was 2 to 6.
Oh.
Now I'm back on the crackhead diet.
Yeah. Well, you can lose weight that way.
I don't need. I'm deciding I'm down 12.
12 what?
Pounds.
Since what? You were 27?
No. Wow. That's what you're doing?
Oh, Goo, you're perfect the way you are. You don't need, don't get into that cosmetic stuff. It doesn't, you're a wonderful man. You're a wonderful man with charisma, smarts, intellect.
Hair,
top of the list.
Gripes.
Don't succumb to our societal norms about.
It's too late.
Who's attractive and who's not?
No, it's too late, but
everybody is beautiful in their own way.
I don't buy that. No, they're not.
And people think I'm the grouch.
Like LeBron.
You can't find beauty in everybody?
I can. No, you can, but I don't want to waste time if it ain't on the outside.
Oh, God.
I'm playing. You know I'm not that guy.
Oh, my.
Come on. Goodness.
The word is superficial.
You set me up. Yeah, you set me up.
The word is superficial.
Now, I do use moisturizer.
Shallow.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands, and where is that? In Lathrop. All right. What do we got next? We got the two. No, we got Willard and Dibs.
Yeah.
Crossover time. But the last segment was sponsored by Save Mart.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.